Beloved, on Thursday, we celebrated our Lord's ascension into heaven. This is the 40 days after his resurrection, where he spent 40 days appearing to his disciples. And on the 40th day, in their very presence, he was taken up from their midst into heaven. And the angels told the disciples, in the same way that he has gone to be seated at the right hand of the Father, so shall he return. So we are in that age of awaiting his coming again, when he will come down again from heaven in glory and in a way that will be visible to everyone worldwide. And though he has left in his physical form to be seated at the right hand of the Father, taking with him our very nature, he takes our flesh, blood, and bone, and now sits at the right hand of the Father. Our humanity has been glorified in him. He has already won the victory for us. It is for us to live in him in such a way that we make this glory of his at the right hand of the Father our own. And as we heard in the hymns of ascension, in the Troparion and the Kontakion, that because he is with us, no one can be against us. That is, no one can defeat us because he has already defeated the devil. So there is no other one to be defeated then. He has won that victory. And also that he is with us always, to the end of the age, as we hear in St. Matthew's Gospel, when he tells the disciples to go and baptize all nations in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And his last words are, "Behold, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen." And we find these words of our Lord resonant at the end of Holy Communion, when after everyone has received communion, and after we've sung during the normal times of the church year, we have seen the true light, the priest takes the chalice with the body and blood of Christ and makes the sign of the cross on the altar, saying in a quieter voice, "Blessed is our God." But then he turns, holding the chalice up, and says, "Always, now and ever, and to the ages of ages." And this is coming from Christ's words, "Behold, I am with you always, now and ever, and to the end of the age. Amen." For Christ says, "Behold." It's an emphatic word. It means look, attend, understand. Here I am, as I'm about to go to heaven, yet I am with you. He doesn't say, "I will be with you," because the future is uncertain. And it gives the sense that his commitment is not that strong, that it's some time off ahead in time. He says, "I am with you here, now." And not simply at one moment in time, but he says, "Always." Even to the end of the age. That's the age we're in, the age of awaiting for him to return. So he is with us always, now, and all the way to the end of the age when he will come again. And this commitment of his to be with us always is clearly revealed in the Holy Liturgy. Because at every liturgy, he comes to us to be with us. He descends from heaven upon the altar, changing bread and wine into his body and blood, which occurs through the Holy Spirit. and he becomes present with us. For he is always present with us. As he said, always and to the end of the age. And this presence of his with us, and his coming again and again to us in the Holy Liturgy, is not about who we are, because we are sinners. It's not about whether we're worthy. It has nothing to do, in a way, with us, because it's about who he is. Who he is as God. And as God, can he be anywhere else than with the creation whom he made? Every bit of creation, but especially humanity, whom he fashioned in his own image, so that he comes again and again to be with us, assuring us that he is with us always. Even in those moments in our lives when we think he may have abandoned us, it's simply that he's quiet, and maybe we're too stirred up internally to be able to recognize his presence. But there he is. There he is, suffering with us, enduring with us, holding us up, being present with us, always and to the end of the age. Beloved, let us remember this again, that it is not about us. It's not about whether we're awake or asleep in church, where our mind may be. It's that we're here, present, and he comes to us because it is about who he is as God. And it is as he will always be, even to the end of the age. Amen.